Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, weekend brunch. Is it worth it?
Let's get into it, okay? I have a confession. Last Sunday, I spent 120 yuan on brunch. Eggs, toast, one coffee, one juice, that's it. 120.
120 for what? A piece of toast?
For a piece of toast, an egg, one orange juice, and one tiny cup of coffee. And I sat there for an hour, reading my phone, saying nothing to anyone.
So out of that 120, 90 yuan was basically the chair, the music, and the plant ceiling, right? 10 yuan for the egg, 20 yuan for everything else. So you really paid 90 yuan to sit in a loud room and stare at a screen?
I know. But here's the thing, Leo. Before I say anything else, I have to admit one thing. I think I kind of liked it.
Wait, you liked it?
Yes, I liked it. Not the food. The food was fine. The egg was fine. The toast was fine. But the moment, the Sunday morning moment, that part I liked. I sat there, I did nothing. I wasn't working. I wasn't answering messages. I wasn't folding laundry. I was just sitting with a drink in daylight. And that part, that one part, felt really nice.
Okay, so we're not here to trash brunch. We're here to figure out why it felt nice.
Exactly. And I want to start with the number, because the number is the part that bothers me. 120 yuan for one egg and one toast. That's like six breakfasts at home. Six. I could buy a bag of bread, six eggs, a jar of jam, and an orange juice and still have 10 yuan to spare.
So the question is, are we paying for the egg or are we paying for something else?
Right. And I think the answer is we're paying for something else, and that something else has been very, very good at hiding.
Mia, you sound like a detective.
I am. I am a breakfast detective, and I'm on the case. Ooh, the case of the 120 yuan toast. Let me set the scene first. So it was Sunday morning, around 10. The brunch place near my apartment had a line. I walked past the line. I almost didn't go in. Then I saw the menu outside. Poached eggs, hollandaise, fresh juice, something called bottomless coffee. I don't even know what bottomless means. I thought it was a typo.
It means the coffee refills itself, as much as you want.
Okay, so I went in. The waiter was wearing a vest. The music was lo-fi. There were plants hanging from the ceiling, and the table was a wooden table, not plastic, not glass, wood. I sat down, and the waiter said, "What can I get you?" And I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember it had two eggs.
Why did you order the most expensive thing?
Because it had a name. It was called the Saturday Hangover. I'm serious. And I thought, okay, that's a sentence. I should eat a sentence. The waiter didn't even blink. He just said, "Good choice. Coming right up." And he walked away like he had said something ordinary. Like everyone orders things called the Saturday Hangover.
Maybe they do.
Maybe every Sunday all across the city, people sit down and order sentences for breakfast. We just never talk about it.
You ate a sentence.
I ate a sentence. And then I ate the toast that came with the sentence, and I drank the orange juice. The juice came in a tiny glass. The glass was the size of my palm. I finished it in three sips. Then I sat there for 45 minutes, just sitting, looking out the window, watching a cat walk past the door. The cat stopped twice, once at the window, once at a bicycle wheel. He smelled the wheel. He walked on. Very serious cat. Very small business.
A cat?
A cat. Orange cat. With a little red collar. He sat outside the window for like 2 full minutes. And I watched him. I didn't take a photo. I didn't post it. I just watched. And that was the moment I liked. That cat moment. That orange cat sitting outside the window moment.
Okay, that's very specific.
It's specific because it was quiet. I think that's the thing I want to talk about tonight. Why is it that on a normal Sunday, I can sit at home for 4 hours and feel like I did nothing? But I can sit in a brunch place for 45 minutes and feel like I had a real moment. What's the difference?
The egg?
It's not the egg, Leo. It's not the egg.
Okay, let me ask you this. Yesterday, we were talking about chairs, right? We sat in them for 9 hours. We forgot to stand up. Today, we graduated from chairs to tables, wooden tables, cloth napkins, waiters in vests. Big upgrade.
Big upgrade. But here's my question. Is the upgrade real or is it just a costume?
What do you mean a costume?
I mean, the table is wood. The napkin is cloth. The waiter wears a vest. But the thing we actually bought is the same thing we've been buying all year. Coffee and a chair and a few minutes of quiet. We paid 120 yuan to sit in a prettier chair.
That is a very good sentence, Mia. We paid 120 yuan to sit in a prettier chair. Okay, let me add something to the case. Ha!
Please.
So, last weekend, my friend Mark invited me to brunch. Same kind of place, same vest, same plant ceiling. And Mark looked at the menu. And he said something that stayed with me. He said, I'm going to order the cheapest thing on the menu because I'm not hungry, I'm tired.
Not hungry, tired.
Not hungry, tired. And I thought, that's the whole game, isn't it? We're not paying for the food. We're paying to be tired in public. We're paying for permission to sit in a chair for an hour. And not feel bad about it.
To sit and not feel guilty. Yes, that's a thing. That is the real product.
Yeah, and Mark ordered a 30 yuan oatmeal, plain, with brown sugar on the side. And he sat there for 90 minutes, reading a book, not his phone, a real book, paper book. And he looked happier at the end of the brunch than at the beginning. That was the whole meal.
30 yuan oatmeal. And he felt better. So the question isn't, is the egg worth 100 yuan? The question is, how much is permission to be tired worth to us?
That's the question. And I don't have a price for that.
Same. But okay, here's the twist, Leo. Because I think we can be smarter. I think we can find the permission to be tired without the price tag. But I'll get to that later. First, I want to ask you one more thing.
Ask.
Why does the bill always hurt? Like, why does it always feel like too much, even when we knew going in?
Because we forgot what we were paying for. We walked in thinking we were paying for eggs. We walked out paying for the moment, and the moment doesn't have a menu price. So the number on the receipt always feels weird.
The receipt, yeah. That's another word for it. A fancy receipt.
A fancy receipt for a quiet morning. With eggs.
With eggs. And toast. And a cat in the window. Okay, so the verdict. Are we getting scammed?
No. I don't think so, because... Here's the strange part. If you gave me the same chair, the same music, the same plant ceiling in my apartment, I wouldn't have the same feeling. There's something about leaving the apartment that does the trick.
Yes. Leaving the apartment, crossing the street, walking into a different room. That physical act is the start of the permission. That's important. Let me write that down. The permission starts when you cross the street.
The permission starts when you cross the street. That sounds like a song.
It does sound like a song. Okay, we should probably do our word section now, because I think today we've earned a few words. Speaking of which, let me ask you something. If someone said Sunday brunch, what picture pops into your head?
Eggs, toast, orange juice, a long line, a loud room.
Yeah, and a bunch of words you don't actually know, like hollandaise, poached, bottomless, split the bill. Today, I want to give you some of those words. So next time you sit down for brunch, you're not just staring at the menu. Number one, poached.
Poached, adjective. Eggs that are cooked in hot water, no shell, soft in the middle. I ordered poached eggs, not scrambled. You'll also hear it as a verb, to poach an egg. Same trick.
Number two, hollandaise.
Hollandaise. Noun, a thick yellow sauce made with butter and eggs. You put it on top of eggs or asparagus. The hollandaise on that brunch was so good, I put it on the toast too. If the menu just says with sauce, it's probably hollandaise. Now you know the word.
Number three, bottomless.
Bottomless, adjective. Refills as much as you want, usually coffee or mimosas. The coffee here is bottomless, and yes, that is a real word in a real menu. Same idea works outside the restaurant, too. The patience of that teacher was bottomless.
Number four, reservation.
Reservation. Noun, a booking. You tell the restaurant you're coming, and they save you a table. We didn't have a reservation, so we waited 40 minutes outside. You might also hear the verb, I reserved a table for two.
Number five, split.
Split, verb here, to divide the bill between people at the table. Each person pays their part. Let's split the bill today. I only had oatmeal. You can also say, let's go Dutch. Different words, same meaning.
Number six, tip.
Tip, noun, extra money you leave for the waiter, usually 10 to 15%. The service was great, so I added a big tip. Small detail, in some places the tip is already in the bill. Look for the word service on the receipt.
Number seven, menu.
Menu. Noun. The list of food and drinks a restaurant serves. I read the menu three times before I ordered the cheapest thing. You'll also hear, can I see the menu? Same word.
Number eight. Refill.
Refill. Noun or verb. A second cup of the same drink. Coffee, water, tea. Can I get a refill on the coffee? See? Same idea as bottomless, just smaller.
Number nine. Wait time.
Wait time. Noun phrase, how long you wait for a table or how long you wait for your food. The wait time was 40 minutes. We almost left. You'll hear this on the phone too. Hi, what's the wait time for two people?
Number 10, small talk.
Small talk, noun phrase, friendly conversation about nothing important. The weather, the food, the cat outside. Brunch is mostly small talk, and that's the whole point. Works at work, in line, at the gym, anywhere you don't really know the other person. There you go, 10 words. Now you can read any brunch menu in the city.
Great. Now we have receipts, words, and a case. Time for real talk.
All right, real talk. Mia, I've been thinking. If 120 yuan buys me 45 minutes of quiet, that's a lot of money for a Tuesday afternoon. But 45 minutes of quiet on a Sunday morning, that's almost free. The price depends on the day, right?
Yes, it depends on the day. And that's the first thing I want to say. The bill isn't wrong. The day is right. We're paying a weekend price on a weekend day. We just don't notice it because we never ask ourselves, when else would I sit this still?
That's a good sentence. Let's build on that. Okay, here we go. 8 small things.
Takeaway 1, brunch is not a meal. It's a ritual. Stop grating the egg. Start noticing the chair.
Takeaway 2. The bill always feels weird because we forgot what we were paying for. Name the thing on the receipt before you order it. Name it out loud. I'm paying for quiet. That makes the number make sense.
Takeaway three, the permission to be tired is the real product. If you can find that permission at home, a kitchen chair, a closed laptop, a single cup of tea, you're holding the same thing for free.
Takeaway four, if you can't find it at home because your home is also your office, then the brunch place is doing a real job. Let it.
Takeaway five, be kinder to your wallet. The bill is the price. The morning is the gift. You can keep one and forgive the other.
Takeaway six, permission to stop. You do not need to order the most expensive thing. The cheapest item on the menu, with a quiet chair, is the same product. Order the 30 yuan oatmeal. Order the side of toast. Order just the orange juice. The room doesn't care.
Takeaway seven, tiny joy. The cat outside the window, the lo-fi song you don't recognize, the waiter who calls you Han. These are the things you're paying for. They are small and they are real.
Takeaway eight, one small thing you can try this weekend. Next Sunday, pick one item on the menu you actually want. Not the cheapest, not the most expensive, the one that sounds the most like you. Order that. Sit there for 45 minutes. Look out the window. That's it. That's the whole practice.
And one last thing before we go. I keep thinking about something my friend Jess said to me. I told her about the 120 yuan toast. And she said, Mia, you don't have a brunch problem. You have a quiet chair problem. And I think she was right. The brunch place is not the answer. The quiet chair is the answer. The brunch place is just where I went to find one.
That's a really good line.
So, for anyone at home who's about to spend money on a Sunday morning, here's what I'd say. Find the quiet chair first, at home or somewhere else. Sit in it for 30 minutes. Do nothing. If you can't find the quiet chair at home, go find one in public. Pay the bill. Drink the coffee. Tip the waiter. But if you can find the quiet chair for free, at a kitchen table, on a balcony, in a parked car, take that one. The egg doesn't matter, the chair matters, the quiet matters.
Here's what I started doing, by the way. Last Sunday, after our talk, I went to the corner store, bought a small carton of orange juice, 20 yuan, and I walked to the bench at the end of my street. The bench is wooden. It faces a small park. I sat there for 40 minutes. I didn't read. I didn't scroll. I just sat. And I want to tell you, it wasn't the same as the brunch. It was quieter. Less coffee. No hollandaise. No waiter. But the orange juice was cold. The sun was warm. And for 40 minutes, nobody needed anything from me. Not even the cat. So, 20 yuan. 40 minutes. Not bad.
20 yuan. 40 minutes. That's your number now.
That's my number.
And if you forget everything we said today, just remember this. The egg is optional. The chair is the point. The quiet is the gift. That's it. All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.